AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia accused Ukraine of launching a helicopter attack on a fuel depot on Russian soil. Dmitry Polyanskiy is Russia's deputy ambassador at the United Nations.
The attacks on the Russian territory, they just reflect the real intention of the Ukrainian side and the real intention for any peace talks and gestures that could lead to certain openings.
The Russian claim could not immediately be verified, and Ukraine denied responsibility. This is White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've seen the people of Ukraine fight valiantly in the face of unprovoked Russian brutality, but there is one aggressor here, and that is President Putin and the Russian military at his direction.
Meanwhile, Russia continued withdrawing some of its troops from areas around Kyiv. The government reports 431,000 jobs were added last month, a sign of the economy's resilience in the face of the pandemic, Russia's war against Ukraine, and the highest inflation in 40 years. The AP's Josh Boak reports the economy has come a long way.
The question is, how much further can we keep going? Can we keep pushing it? We're about 1.6 million jobs shy of where we were before the pandemic started. So at the current gains, we're likely going to meet that in the middle of this year.
Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 139 points. In closing arguments, a prosecutor urged jurors to convict four men in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, saying they were anti-government extremists filled with rage and intent on touching off a civil war over the governor's coronavirus restrictions. The defense argued the men were turned into terrorists by rogue agents. One lawyer pleaded with the jury to put the brakes on the FBI. An Alabama man who parked a pickup truck filled with weapons and Molotov cocktail components near the Capitol on the day of last year's riot has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison. This is AP News. Dozens of Alaska Airlines flights along the West Coast have been canceled.
Contract negotiations between Alaska Airlines and its pilots have been going on for nearly 3 years and are now at an impasse. So pilots are picketing, and that's prompted Alaska Airlines to scrap more than 100 flights. FlightAware says that includes 66 in Seattle, 20 in Portland, Oregon, 10 in Los Angeles, and 7 in San Francisco. Flights are also expected to be affected in Anchorage. The Airline Pilots Association says Alaska Airlines did not adequately prepare for a return to air travel after the coronavirus pandemic and didn't take necessary steps to retain or attract pilots as demand bounced back. I'm Ben Thomas.
Arizona's Tommy Lloyd was named the AP Men's College Basketball Coach of the Year after leading the Wildcats to the Sweet 16 in his first season. It's only the third time in season number one there has been a winner of the AP Coach of the Year award. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.